The Southeast U18A Goldwings are off to the South Division Final in the Saskatchewan Female Hockey League. The Wings edged the Swift Current Wildcats 3-2 on Friday in Middale and 2-1 on Sunday in Swift Current to win the best of three semifinal showdown in two straight games. They will play either the Regina Rebels or the Notre Dame Hounds in the next round. The Wildcats had a 2-1 lead after two periods of Friday night's game, but the Wings stormed back with two in the third. Megan Reed scored early in the final frame, and Hadley Jarrell had the game winner with a minute to play in the third. Victoria Mann was the other goal scorer. Ivy Grant was in goal. Swift Current had a 1-0 lead through two periods of Game 2, but Peyton Copeland tied the game in the third, and then Boston Runge added the winner with roughly a minute remaining in regulation. Phoenix Preston Winder was the Wings goalie for Game 2. The two Southeast teams in the U18A circuit saw their seasons come to an end. The Carlisle Wildcats dropped the last two games of their series with the Milestone Flyers. Carlisle, the seventh-ranked team in the South Division, won 5-3 in Game 1 on February 25, but then second-seeded Milestone recovered to take two straight 6-2 decisions, one in Kipling on March 1 and the other in Milestone two nights later. Eva Bear and Kendall Grimes had the Carlisle goals in Game 2. Scorers for Game 3 were not available. Riley Scott was in goal for both games. The Southeast TS&M Goldwings lost both games they played to the Balcarres Barracudas. In Game 1 on February 28, Balcarres won 6-1. Delaney Knoll opened the scoring for the Wings with a shorthanded goal a little more than 6 minutes into the first period, but Balcarres took over from there. The Wings' season came to an end in a 5-0 loss on March 1 in Balcarres, a game that was scoreless until 5 minutes into the second period. Kaylin McFadden was in goal for both games. The Estevan Southland Pulse U15A Bearcats dropped two close games in their best of three first-round series with the Regina Rebels White. In Game 1, Estevan lost 3-1 on Friday at Affinity Place. Lainey McMillan had Estevan's lone goal, a power play goal with 2:57 to play in the second that tied the game. But the Rebels scored before the period was out, and added another early in the third. The following day, Estevan lost 2-1. Taya Northrup scored early in the second period to give Estevan a 1-0 lead through two periods, but Regina scored twice in the third. Kayla Mitchell was in goal for both games. The Estevan Steel Reef U13A Bearcats were swept in their first-round series with the Parkland Fire. Estevan lost 13-0 in Melville on February 28, and 14-0 in Game 2 on March 2 in Alameda. Adeline Christofferson was in goal for both games. Estevan's two teams in the U11 division are getting ready for the year-end tournament in Weyburn from March 10 to 12. The Estevan Bearcats too finished first in the South Division in the regular season with an 18-2 record. The Estevan Senchik Bearcats won wound up with a 6-1-3-1 record to finish fourth.